Either place is good for us. So,
okay, well, that's why we have 2 minions.
Not
okay.
Never us. That's
okay.
We have 2 minions. One for fast, one for slow.
Okay. We're on the Tanya, Perek Yud, Chelek Yamol, page Samach Tes, in the Sefer Chassidus Mavor, second volume. We're at the very bottom of the page. We're talking about the Tzadik She'ena Gomer, the Tzadik that's not complete. And we explain that it works to the degree that the person loves Hashem, to that degree he hates the evil that can exist and that animalistic soul. It's not that you directly are hating it, but if you really love Hashem so much, you don't want anything to separate you from Hashem, and to that degree you will try to get rid of as much as possible the animalistic soul, which the Tzadik She'ena Gomer doesn't love Hashem 100% to the degree there's absolutely zero of the Ra within him. So on the very bottom he continues. The line of the Tanya says, "Vinei Madrega Zu, this level of a tzaddik she'enu gomer mischalek es l'rivos madregas, can be divided up into tens of thousands of levels," explains the Chassidus Mavoris. "Madrega Zu shal tzaddik she'enu gomer hi madregas klolis es machalek es l'rivos madregas pratios." This category of tzaddik she'enu gomer, a tzaddik is not complete, is a general category that can be divided up into tens of thousands of individual levels. There's lots of differences. When you say there's a little bit of evil left inside the person, so there's many levels of how little is there. When you say a little, there's only one level of a little. No, there's tens of thousands of levels of how little is little. Don't just say, well, you know, a tzaddik she'ena gomer, they're all the same. They're not all the same. A tzaddik she'ena gomer, there's tens of thousands of different madregot of a tzaddik she'ena gomer.
Well, we're saying tzaddik she'ena gomer or tzaddik viralo?
It's just the same thing.
Okay.
Tzaddik viralo and ena gomer is the same. Synonymous. So, Vanisha Namek, Bubish Neper, and it's in two ways we can show there's differences in the levels of the tzaddik she'ena gomer. Page Ayin. Continues the Tanya. First of all, regarding what aspect of this little evil remains, because there are four principal elements that can be channeled evil. So which one of those elements, or what combination of the elements of evil still remain? Explains the Chassidus Mavoris. One of the levels of the distinctions is what type of evil is still in the heart that wasn't totally nullified. Klomer, for example, this parallel was explained in the beginning of the first chapter of the Tanya. Animalistic soul has four fundamental elements. Where all the evil midos come from. Ludugma, for example, kas v'gaiva bos misod eish. Anger and arrogance comes from the fundamental element of fire. V'yun mir hara ha-nishra yitzal tzadik she'ena gomer. So they ask, we've got a little bit of evil left in the tzadik she'ena gomer. What does it mean? Shaddai nishra bo ma'at mazir me'achas ma'amidus ha-raos ha-bo be'achad arba yisod ha-sarim shlo. So it means there's a little bit left of these bad midos that come from the four basic elements. So bitla da'im ha-kol v'kol, we didn't totally nullify them. So therefore, you have different elements, types of evil elements within you. It was Ayesh Rubi Ramadrigas at many levels. Azamita, which aspect, raw Adayin Yisharbaga, still inside of him. So one could have a little fire in him, one little water, one little earth, one little wind. So that's one aspect. So that's one way. That's four categories right away. And, you know, and within the four, you know, there's different aspects of each. And the second one is, continues the Tanya, and then the question is, how much is it being nullified by? Remember we said, it's nullified. You got so much good in there, there's only very, very little evil. And the evil is on the one aspect nullified, but it's not totally removed. We said that the tzaddik she'ena gomer doesn't feel the evil inside of him. Doesn't have the urge of the evil inside of him. Just like milk and meat. It's nullified in 60. But he can't say there wasn't any milk in there. You just don't taste it. So therefore, there's different levels of what the little percentage of the evil is within the person that's beyond the 1 to 60. You have aspects of 1 in 60, 1 in 1,000, 1 in 10,000. There are certain aspects. So he explains the Chassidus Mavoris. So the second aspect of dividing them up is what? How much has the evil been nullified? Klomar. I mean to say, b'shemetz, this little amount of midara anisher, shabatul bimutu, that's nullified because it's so little. Lo nigger sheso atzade klal klal, the tzadik doesn't feel at all. Yeshivu madrega said kama nichlo shal midasu vad kama hu bitulo. There's many levels of how weak has this attribute been and how much has it been nullified of the evil bimiyuto with its little bit. Well, there's some sinu bimiyuto, like you find in the laws of nullification, sheish kama dargis bitulo, it's many levels. Bitul b'shishim, something's nullified in 60, be'elef in 1,000, b'revava in 10,000. So, b'asher adavrim is matal be'elef or b'rivo, if something's nullified in 1,000 or 10,000, as a bitul lo rak b'tam, it's not a nullification just in the taste, because once you've hit 60, there's no taste anymore. So what does one in 1,000 do? It doesn't nullify the taste anymore. The taste is gone. So you're nullifying other things. El shismatbo kola chashivishlo, all the importance of it has been nullified. There are certain things that, even though you don't taste them, but they're still considered important. But if you have higher numbers, then they're not even considered important. So it is in the real world. There's so many levels as to how much percentage is left inside as well. So you could have, it's only 1 of 100, 1 of 105, 1 of 110. So you can just go out in numbers infinitely what the little percentage is. Take a look in footnote 26. Rivos madregos elu b'bitul hara, these thousands of levels of nullifying the evil, heimrak b'inyan hamiyus b'ra, it's only discussing in the attribute of how much we're repulsed by the evil. Hainrat kama tanugi olam hazeh musim asol, means how much of the pleasures of this world repulsive to us, disgusting. Ki kachol shara b'adul yosef, the more the evil is nullified, kach yigder yosef hamiyus l'tanugi olam hazeh, to that extent it's increased how much we're disgusted with the pleasures of this world. But what about feeling the taivas? We have a taiva to do this. We already said, even at tzadik she'en gomer, you don't feel the yetzara. We already learned that. He chased out the yetzara from the left ventricle. It appears to him, he thinks it's gone. Okay, now bidul hapachas v'yosha shal rabba madrigas at tzaddik who bidul b'shishim. That's why the smallest nullification has to be 1 in 60. If it's less than 1 in 60, then he can still feel it. He's not a tzaddik shein gomer. Let's say he's nullified 1 in 30. He can taste it. He has a little feeling for it. Then he's not a tzaddik shein gomer anymore. He's not on that level anymore. So you've got it to be a tzaddik shein gomer. The least amount is 1 to 6. You don't even feel the drive for it. Okay. But the question is, how disgusted are you with it? It doesn't make anything happen, but the difference, so we're saying, what's the difference? How repulsive is evil to you? How repulsive are neutral things to you when they're not in the service of Hashem? That will depend on the different levels that we're talking about. Okay, page I in Aleph. Continues the Tanya. And this is the aspect of the many aspects of the many tzaddikim in all generations. Kedisha Gemara says, "De sam neisar alfei tzaddikim koimei kameya kodesh baruch hu," that 18,000 tzaddikim stand before kodesh baruch hu. Let's see what he means. Explains Chassidim of Vorus. Al ribu madregus elu b'tzaddik shem gomer, regarding these thousands of levels of the tzaddik shem gomer. Who Shamar Chazal? That's what the Gemara in Sukkah says. Shmona Asar Tzadikim. It says there's 18,000 Tzadikim Omdim Vayi Kodesh Baruch Hu, stand before Hashem. Why does the Gemara pick such a lashon? She came Ribu Zivat Tzadikim. When it says about 18,000 Tzadikim, it's not Ein Abakamas Levad. It's not to talk about the numbers alone. There are 18,000 Tzadikim, but Hainu Ribu V'Misa Tzadikim Elagam Ribu Madregas. Produce Madriga close to Tzadikim Gomer, saying there's 18,000 levels of different types of Tzadikim who stand before Hashem. Alright? So that's the aspect. So obviously same shot in that Gemara, that there's so many different aspects of a Tzadikim Gomer. Okay, so next section.
Then again, 18,000 is just an arbitrary number because there could be more.
Yeah. So, okay. But it's just so that idea. Okay. Yeah. Okay, I am beige. Next page. So now he's going to focus back. He's jumping back and forth. He's going back now to the tzaddik gomor now. Be'er HaTorah B'nei Aliyah Shebo Nikrim Tzadikim Gmurim. There's an expression that's called B'nei Aliyah. People who are elevated. Elevated people. B'nei Aliyah. People who are going up. And that's the term that's used synonymously with Tzadikim Gmurim. So when we talk about a Tzadik Gomor, Tzadik V'Tovlo, we also call them B'nei Aliyah. People of Aliyah. Now, even though we're going to be learning for the next while, all about the Tzadik Gomor, which is totally not us, but at the end of the chapter, the commentary will say, how does this apply to us? Okay, you guys remember, it's the problem is when we're learning about Tzadik Gomor, none of us are Tzadik Gomor.
Not yet.
Well, ooh. All right, but so what do I need to learn so much about a Tzadik Gomor for? Number one, to appreciate the ones that are the Tzadik Gomor. And that you should know, who you're talking to.
The whole concept of the Rebbe.
Yeah, the whole concept of Rebbe and all that. And you don't put yourself on the same level. Well, the Rebbe thinks that, I think differently. it's like, okay, know who you're arguing with. Know who you're arguing with. Okay. But there are aspects within each and every one of us of Tzadik Gomor that we want to bring out. That's right, exactly. So now, in the small print. Now that the Rebbe has explained the thousands of levels of the tzaddik that's not complete, now he's going to continue to discuss the levels of a tzaddik gomer. He madriga niflos v'nalsvios. It's a wondrous level. It's a very elevated level. Shalomala be'ein aruch madriga tzaddik she'ena gomer, which is way above. You can't even compare the level of tzaddik gomer to the tzaddik she'ena gomer. To such an extent, Tzadik Gomer has a special title that the Tzadik She'ena Gomer does not have. And that is B'nei Aliyah. People of ascent. People who are rising. That's only attributed to Tzadik Gomer and not to the Tzadik She'ena Gomer. We'll have to see why. Kloimer, Gam Tzadik She'ena Gomer, Madrigas Hagbo B'Yosha. Even the Tzadik She'ena Gomer, that's not going to be, he is on a very high level, no question about it. It's not only that there's only a little bit of evil. It's totally nullified and it's not even, significant. But more than that, it's even nullified. It can even be nullified in 10,000s. We said it could be not just nullified 1 in 60. It's like Shana Gomer. It's nullified in 10,000, it's nullified. Still, and that's an amazing level. But you can't even begin to compare him to the Tzadik Gomor. Because this is its own level, really. They only share the word Tzadik. But after that, it's totally different. And that's what he has to explain. Now we begin with the words of the Tanya. But when we talk about the level of a Tzadik Gomor, Husham Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, "Ra'isi b'nei Aliyah." I've seen people that are b'nei Aliyah.
And they're few in number.
People who rise, they muatim, but they're very few. Explains the Chassid Mars. Riva Madregas and Iskol B'Tzadikim who rock b'Dargas Tzadik Shem Gomer. When we talk about thousands of levels, it only applies by a tzadik that's not complete. Alo Madregas Tzadik Gomer. When you talk about a Tzadik Gomer, who Madregas Niskova Vanalis Admaod, it's such a high level. Shirak ma'atim mamish zoichim bo, that only very few people merit this. Now you're talking about a handful. Va madregezu on such a level, Rishim Barichai, to this level Rishim Barichai said, Ra'is b'nei Aliyah, I've seen b'nei Aliyah, the group that, were able to accept the divine presence, vehein mu'atim, and they're very small. Now look at footnote 28. Footnote 28 says, "Behemshech Loshon Rabbeinu." As the Rebbe continues, he says, "Vene madregas zu mischalekes l'rivos madregas v'heinem bechinas tzadikim harbe." When he talked about tzadik she'ena gomer, he said it's divided up into thousands of levels. Achamal tzadik gomer hu she'omer. When he says by tzadik gomer hu v'muatim, they're little. Mashin l'chor, you'd think you might make a mistake. Shebet tzadikim more lo shayach kolkach riva madregas. That it appears by tzaddik gomer there's not that many levels. Klomer, but tzaddikim ha-gemurim ein ha-miut b'misra tzaddikim levad, el ga miut b'madrega tzaddikim gemurim. Not only are there a few tzaddikim gemurim, there's very few different levels in the tzaddik gomer realm.
Even gomer has levels?
There's levels, but very few. It's not like there's tens of thousands of levels. It's a small amount. Once you get there, well, obviously, because only a few of them to begin with.
That's right.
Let's say it's the lamed vav tzaddikim. Yeah? Let's say 30. So how many different levels can there be already?
36.
You're not talking about 18,000 tzaddik shen gomers.
Levels in that case?
Okay, he's not talking about it now.
Wow.
But that's another thing to understand. Let's take a look in the back.
Even at that level?
There's
why
still
would there be levels at that level?
There is. Let's see in the back.
Why not?
Back. Mikey, back. Footnote Chav Gimel. Page Shin Samaches, right hand page. Shin Samaches, footnote Chav Gimel. Hatam Luchura, what's the reason for this? Shein Ribu Madrigas of Tzadik Gomer. Why are there not a lot of different levels in a Tzadik Gomer? Kimi Achash Madrigas Tzadik Gomer, who Sharasho Nefo Gamito. Since by a Tzadik Gomer, the evil's been totally turned around for good. Herbinian Zelo Shech Ribu Madrigas, it's not applicable to say there's lots of levels.
Right.
Can't say it's a lot of levels. Because you have to look at it either way. In other words, you can't say it's different levels of the Ra being turned over. Either the Ra's been turned over, it's not been turned over. Right? If the evil's totally been turned to the good, Tzadik Gomer begins when there's zero evil left. So now what levels are left when there's no evil? When there's a little bit of evil, you can say, make percentages.
Yeah.
A drop, smaller than a drop. 0.01%, 0.001% is still left. For what's left, you can make many levels. But when it's gone, to be a tzaddik gomer, it's gotta be gone. If you hold nisabach l'tov gomer, it hasn't been totally changed over. I feel nisha rakma, even there's a little bit left. You have a rehu adayim v'derek ha'tzaddik gomer, still tzaddik shem gomer. Ulafiza comes out, l'chura chiluka madrega tzaddik gomer. When we talk about different levels, there is still a few different levels in Tzadik Gomer. It's not regarding turning the evil into good. That's not where the distinctions are. Mm-hmm. By the Tzadik She'ena Gomer, that's where the distinctions are.
Sure.
If there's a little evil left, now, how much a percentage? There's distinctions. What type of evil? There's distinctions. You can make lots of distinctions. Ella, so that isn't, so now where are the different levels in the Tzadik Gomer now? There are, but a few. But where are they? Ela be'inyan kavonas avodah samba say tov. But in their kavona, when they're doing the good, how strong is their doing the good? Litzarech gavoah, for the needs of above. She'inyan hasheni b'madreges, because that's going to be a second aspect of Bnei Aliva, which will be explained. He has to explain what these Bnei Aliva. Now, here's the point. Regarding Tzadik She'ena Gomer, there's still a little ra. So there's millions of distinctions between how much Ra is left. In Tzadik Gomer, there's no Ra left. So we can't make distinctions on that, which could give us thousands of distinctions. Distinction now is in the level of Asei Tov. Now that I am serving God, can we discriminate in how dedicated He is to Hashem? He's taken all the evil and He's channeled it for good. There ain't no evil in the tank. But now that you're doing things for Hashem, there's a few different levels as to what level of serving Hashem exactly, that is what he's going to talk about. That's what this chapter is going to deal with. How did he discriminate between the levels of a tzaddik gomer? It's incredible. Okay, we're on Ayin Gimel now. Shalachain, therefore, Nikraim, they are called B'nai Aliyah. They're called B'nai Aliyah, because Rav Shimon Bar Yochai called them B'nai Aliyah. What does that mean? Shemahapchin hara, they've turned over the evil. Umalin also, and they elevated Lichtusha for holiness. That's what a B'nai Aliyah is. What has risen? The evil has risen. We've turned the evil, instead of it being down in the dungeons, it's now channeled for Tov. We've elevated the evil, that is not one drop of evil in the temple. Where are those forces? Those forces have been elevated, that they're now in the camp of the good. That's Aliyah. They've elevated the animalistic aspect of themselves where there's totally nothing there at all. It's been totally given over to the side of good. Just like the Mashal, if you take over the kingdom, and there's still some rebels, there's a handful of rebels here and there. So that weakens the kingdom. Once you've taken every rebel and you've made them be on side to the kingdom, now everybody's on side to the kingdom. There's not one drop of evil. We've elevated the evil. But now, how dedicated are they? That could be different levels of dedication. Now, this is what he's going to explain in the Chassidus Mavaris.
Like a cell, a bad cell?
Yeah, a bad cell. If this bad cell's not there, then it's Tzadik Gomor. But now that there are no bad cells, so now how powerful are the good cells? That there can be a few distinctions.
That's how the Goma takes the bad cells and turns them into.
And they're all good. There can't be one, you know, chas v'shalom like cancer. There can't be one cancerous cell anywhere at all.
Could you trust
even like in cancer, Olenu, you may not feel any cancer. Even the machines won't see it. But it can be so microscopic, it's still there. Right? It's just like that. There's many levels. And ultimately, it could come back to hurt you. So, but if you're totally clean, there's not even one drop anywhere. So now that you're healthy, so how active are you in terms of your Avodas Hashem? That can be levels to that.
Could you try call the man a person's alive?
How could you what?
You don't trust a person to.
Well, that's part of that. But if he's a Tzadik Gomer, you couldn't say that. Tzadik She'enu, obviously somebody like Yochanan Kohen Gadol was a Tzadik She'enu Gomer. If after 80 years being Kohen Gadol became a heretic, then obviously was something there that he didn't know for 80 years.
Like that might do cancer.
There had to be something. It's not possible. Yeah. Well, for example, Moshe Rabbeinu could never happen. It could never happen. It just couldn't happen with Moshe Rabbeinu.
Shimon Bar Yochai.
Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai just could never go to the other side. There's just nothing there. It's not possible. Okay. Let's explain. According to the simple meaning, why do we normally, the simple meaning, why do we call it Tzadik a B'nei Aliyah? Even though they're below on planet Earth, physically, they have an aspect of heaven. They're heavenly people. Anyone who's above in the heavens, you call the person an elevated person. In other words, if the Tzadik, who's always focused on the Shemayim, we call him an elevated person. Because he's not just stuck on earth, he's elevated above. That's the simple meaning of B'nai Aliyah, which is certainly correct. But now he's saying the pnimius, the inner content of B'nai Aliyah, the Kabbalistic understanding. When you look at deeper, it's talking about the content of the service of these tzaddikim when they serve Hashem. Can you spell like it was already explained? Tzadik Gomer, what is a Tzadik Gomer? Who shenepach harash lolatov? He has changed evil for the good. Hainu she Tzadik Gomer, what did the Tzadik Gomer do? Mahape, he turned over uma'ale and elevated as nafsha bahamis, the animalistic soul, with that klipas noiga. But even she atzun im shekhus kedusha, that it itself is drawn after kedusha. Your physical body is just clinging and rising to kedusha. That's where they're called B'nai Aliyah. Loshen ha'aloh, something that has been raised. Al shem avodas amiyuchadas, because they're unique avoda. Legabi avodas tzadikim shenim gomorim, as opposed to the tzadikim who are not complete. But the tzadik who is complete, shemalim amagbina sarah shabanafsuzu, they elevate the evil within themselves to holiness. That's what B'nai Aliyah really means. So there's two meanings. The simple meaning is they're physical people who are focused heavenlyward. That's certainly the simple meaning, that's correct. But the deeper meaning is they've taken the physical aspects within themselves, turned them over, and taken them totally to be to Hashem's realm. And that's B'nai Aliyah, they've elevated that. And what's his proof? He continues in the Tanya. Kid'isa b'zohar, it's fine in the Zohar. And we can just skip all the words of the Tanya and go right to the Chassidim of Ars who explains the Aramaic into Hebrew, so we don't have to repeat it twice. Look in the Hebrew. Isa Bazar, it says in the Zark, Shekasher, Rabbi Chiya Ratza Lahalos Lahechol, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai B'Gan Eden, whatever this means. Where Rabbi Chiya wanted to elevate himself, to go into the chamber of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai in Gan Eden, Shoma called, he heard a voice, Shemach Rizvomer, that called out and said, Mimi Kem Asher Hoyu Mahavchim Esachol Shechlor, who is from you who turned over the darkness into light? And they tasted the bitterness, they've turned it into sweetness. Terem bo and come before they come here. In other words, only those can come into my chamber. Only people who turned over the evil in their lives, now that you're dead, you can come into Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's chamber again. You want to go into Gan Eden with Rav Shimon Bar Yochai? Only Tzadik Gomers are allowed into that club. It's an exclusive club.
So you gotta work hard.
So that's what the Zohar says. Only those that turned over the evil into good
come Friday.
And those are the B'nai Aliyah. Be'er Ha'inin, the explanation is, if you want to go to any spiritual chamber, you have to be on the level that's appropriate for that level. Next page. Tzadik Gomer. Since Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a Tzadik Gomer, as he said himself, he knew he was a Tzadik Gomer. He says, and I see B'nai Aliyah, they're very little. And then goes on to the Gemara. But me and my son are one of the B'nai Aliyah.
We're two of them.
Okay, it may have been the only two for all we know. Mm-hmm. Came there for Habali Kanasechalov. You want to go into his chamber? You have to be the same Tzadik Gomer B'nai Aliyah like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is. But you see, the Zohar is explaining who gets into that chamber. Only somebody who has turned the evil into the good, changed the darkness into the light, can get in that. As Mahusa Shol Madrega Zu Pirsha of Shimon Ba'aso, so Rav Shimon himself explained the level in the Zohar. He changed the darkness into light and the bitter into the sweet. That gives you a whole new insight. You start thinking about, you know, the bitter stick that was thrown into the bitter water. We're not going to go there right now, but you can understand what Moshe was trying to tell the people. He was saying, you guys, you know what you could be? You can be. They just came out of Egypt. They're complaining. They're worried about physical things. Ah, I see you guys are still into the physical things. You gotta remember, he took them out of Mitzrayim. They were very into the physical world. Even though they were quote unquote good Jews, but they were
49th level of Tumah.
But they were still very physical people. Gosh. So that whole Parshas Bishalach, you know, was trying to get the Jews to realize, you know, you gotta stop looking at the world this way. And you will be capable of taking that which is bitter and turning it into sweet. You can, you know, you think you need to have water just to be a physical human being. No, I want you to look at the water in a totally different way. I want you to look at the whole physical world in a way that you can change your evil and make it totally good. That's what he's trying to tell them. That was their avoda. That was, they needed 40 years in the desert to be able to live like that. You have to elevate and turn over from the animalistic soul that evil into the good. Nimtza comes out. What's the definition and the content of someone that is called B'nai Aliyah and is Avodah Hashem and Tzadikim Gemurim? As Rav Shimon Yochai, they turn the evil into good. Umalness, elevation, elevated for holiness. For that's a unique category of Tzadikim. Only those can go into Rav Shimon Bar Yochai's place. Says the brackets. This explanation of B'nai Aliyah, they turn over the evil and turn it to good. This is explaining only one aspect of the Avodah of a Tzadik Gomer. That's the Sur Meirah aspect. Stay away from evil. We didn't get to the Asay Tov part yet. Do good. We didn't get there yet. But what is that? They remove the evil that's within them. They totally turn it into holiness. Okay. So now what's going to happen next, which we're going to do next week, we'll just look at the next part. It says, okay, hey, so now most of the Rebbe's going to add. There's another added point to these B'nai Aliyah. Now we have to look at the Asay Tov part. When you really are serving Hashem, there's a quantifiable difference in the Tzadik Gomer and the Tzadik Eino Gomer. So there's two areas where there's differences. The Tzadik Gomer has totally taken the evil and totally taken it all to the side of good. There's not one drop of evil left, not even a fraction of a fraction. Tzadik Shema Gomer, there's fractions. Small fractions, but fractions. But now there's another aspect. Now we're talking about, okay, now that I'm doing things for the good, how do I do things for the good? That needs its own explanation that we'll do next week. But just to finish what we were dealing with before, look at footnote 31. What does he mean where there's differences in Sur Meirah? So he says, Eina Kavona Kan, he doesn't mean only by Sur Meirah the way we understand it. K'muvan HaPashut, like the simple meaning, I got rid of it. How do we understand Sur Meirah? Stay away from evil. So the way we understand some of it, it's there, but we stay away from it. Right? Yeah, that's not what he means.
They turn it around.
I know. Himonus masver. We understand sumairaz. Don't do evil.
Yeah.
But the inner content of sumairaz, the way the Balatanya means over here, havodah shigirush He's removed the evil from his essence.
Neutralized.
More than that. And he's turned it into good. Surmei ra kabbalistically means you've taken the evil, you've moved the ra. Surmei ra means I stay away from the evil, or I can do more than that. I can take the evil and move the evil into good. That's what surmei ra over here means. Not staying away from evil. With the tzaddik, there is no evil. You know, lahavdol, with the monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil.
Still a monkey.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but there's no evil. There's l'chalal no evil. It doesn't even look at it. There's nothing to contend with. It's totally on the side of good. Now, we'll learn next week. Okay, so now we're in the world of good.
How good?
Where are these distinctions? That's what we have to talk about next week.